88. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bat
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Sam Bushman's with us. Sam Bushman's a veteran broadcaster. He's been broadcasting for a couple decades. Welcome, Sam Bushman.
Hello, Vincent Fennelli. How are you, my brother? It's a freedom loving
Sam, it's always good to hear
you. Jobless Friday in America, sir.
Yeah. Sam, I'm watching our country spiral down and down. The economy's getting worse by the minute. And yet, we did a broadcast, hour number one of USA Prepares. Deborah Brewster is with us, and she's been to the Get Prepared Expo. She comes to the meetups, and she was sharing with us her perspective, and people just don't get it. They don't see it. I can't figure out why. I guess common sense is rare. It's got to be rare, because how can people not know some of the things that are going on? You know, climate change, it's violent.
You got big universities now that just came out with a study, and they say, you know, folks that are in poverty, they have basically limited brain capacity as a result of their poverty, and therefore they can't really even remember to, like, take medication or pay bills. And because of their poverty, they're not able to really think through getting a job or to put a resume together. And, you know, it's just their poverty, and their poverty is so taxing to their brain, to their psyche of who they are, that they really can't progress beyond that, and it's not really their fault. Now, I agree that it makes it tough for folks. I don't agree with their conclusions.
Wow. So they're saying that they can't remember to take their medication because they're poor.
Yeah, they're poor, and they can't really get a job and you know, like, do night school or anything like that. The poverty just is so taxing on the brain. And on the psyche of individuals that, I mean, it leads to health problems. It's just beyond their ability to do anything about it.
Sam, I grew up in the 50s, the 1950s and the 1960s. I've got a few more miles on me than you have. Sam, I remember poverty in the 1950s and the 1960s, and no one said that. No one said what you're describing that's coming out of the university today.
Well, exactly.
No one said,
right. And when you talk about poverty, too, I just want to make this clear. You're talking about when people were in poverty, the churches would help them, neighbors would help them, they lived thin, the dad might have rode his bike to work, they might have had one car and they had to coordinate and kind of share, they were lucky if they had a TV in the house, the kids came home and did homework, they ate very, very conservative, simple, but nutritious meals. Neighbors would bring vegetables or fruits over to help out, or a surprise turkey on the doorstep for Thanksgiving, from caring neighbors and friends, and it was a different time. Nowadays, buddy, poverty means, you know what, you're running out of condoms, and that 16th big screen TV for the kids for gaming in their bedroom, you can't have that now. We're not talking about the same definition at all, Vincent.
You are absolutely right. You nailed it. Sam, I remember there was a husband, and, well, actually it was a family of three in the 1950s, and the husband, the father, had a motor scooter, and he went to work on the motor scooter about 8 to 10 miles every day because it got maybe, I don't know, 50 miles to the gallon, when the American lead sled back then got 10 to 12 miles to the gallon. So he bought this inexpensive motor scooter, and that's how he got to work. And he figured out that, you know, it was worth it to him. You know, sometimes he had to wear a rain suit to get to work. And sometimes he had to drive his vehicle if it was snowing. But the rest of the time, he used the cost-effective motor scooter. And I'm talking about one of these things where you put your feet flat on the floorboard of the motor scooter. I'm not talking about a motorcycle. I'm not talking about a crotch rocket. I'm not talking about some expensive $10,000, $15,000 machine. I'm talking about maybe a $400 machine. And that's how he went to work. And
by the way, he was grateful for it, and he was grateful for a solution. And he probably said prayer with his family saying, thank Heavenly Father or thank God for the food on my table. And I'm glad I can get up and do it every day and be a man and support my family.
Yeah, and not only that. Not only that, his wife was the Cub Scout leader. She opened up her home and was able to put together materials for us to learn about scouting. So I guess what I'm saying is they probably didn't know they were poor. We probably didn't know we were poor. It's totally different. It's totally different.
I submit to you, Vincent, how do you define poor? Because are we talking about just finances? If you had a loving mother and father and the dad got on his motor scooter and went to work every day, you grew up thinking, my dad's a hero. My dad feeds me, and he loves me, and he works hard. And that's what your reference point is. Yeah, me and the neighbors didn't have a lot of money, but they were as poor as we were, and we didn't know, and we didn't care. But we had dignity and honor, and we believed in each other, and we were loyal to each other, and I submit to you, those people were rich. Not poor.
You're exactly right. We were rich. In we could play outdoors. We were innovative. And you know, the lack of dollars coming in as income really didn't restrict our creative abilities and getting along with our neighbors and helping our neighbors and as young children playing with our neighbors.
Can I give you a quick story about a conversation I had with your wife, Mrs. Finelli, just the other day?
Okay.
I called in to talk to you, obviously, and she said, hey, just a minute, I'll get Vincent for you. And I said, hey, are you getting rich? And she laughed and said, I don't think so. And then she stopped and she said, actually, I am rich in everything that matters. And I thought that was a very insightful statement that Mrs. Finelli gave to me. I thought, you know what? She's right. When it comes to family, when it comes to spending time together, you know what? How many people are really freezing cold this winter? How many people really don't have food? And you know what? We're all rich if we focus on the things that provide real value. You get the people in the Philippines that have nothing, and many of them are happy and grateful for what they have. You have a kid that has five different gaming machines. If he doesn't have the latest Xbox release today, he's all mad. And we talk poverty.
You know, I'm still thinking about that discussion you had with Mrs. Finelli. I didn't know that you had that discussion.
Well,
seriously.
Because it was a 30-second discussion before you picked up the phone. You know, it was just pleasantry conversation or whatever that you'd say or whatever. The statement that she made was so profound that it didn't leave me is why I bring it up.
Yeah. Well, I'm certain, knowing Mrs. Finelli since fourth grade, that she absolutely meant it. She absolutely meant it. And, you know, some of the things that are very important to her, after the broadcast, I will leave the studio. We'll gather the dogs and we'll say, okay, guys, let's go feed the cows. And everybody, all the dogs are all excited. And then they know exactly where we're going. And we walk out to, currently there's a field that's very close. It's, you know, it's only maybe a quarter of a mile. And we'll walk out to that particular field. Other times it'll be, we'll hop on a four wheeler and go a mile down the road or three quarters of a mile down the road. But they love going to, walks with us as a family. So Mrs. Finelli and I and the dogs will go. And I think that's what she's talking about. I think she's talking about those riches of time together where we have a chance to talk and be together.
She's talking about family. She's talking about help. I don't speak for her, but I'm just telling you, she's talking about those things that are of greater worth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. So,
he's
Sam,
also talking about
as we look,
a simple meal prepared by somebody who loves you. Hey, that beats going to the finest steakhouses in the world, doesn't it? Most times.
Oh, absolutely, it does. It really does. And just a quiet meal with our family. And Sam, I got to tell you, when I go outside, we have a veranda right outside the kitchen, and I'll go outside. The chickens are there; they want their hugs. The cats are there, and I walk out, and they all come over for their hugs. If Mrs. Finelli walks out, they all come over for their hugs. If my mom walks out, same thing. It's really kind of neat. It really is. And the animals know that they are not an intrusion in our lives. They are part of our family. And we need to foster that. We need to encourage that. And we need to build a sense of community in our neighborhoods where we live. And I think going forward, that is absolutely a requirement. Because
and we as the American people have the capacity to pick the best of all worlds. We can have the digital age of now. You can listen to us live on the radio, internet radio, whatever it be. But you can also kind of merge your lives in a throwback to that earlier time where those things mattered. You can have it all these days, really.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder sometimes, Sam, if that's why some people listen to us on the air, because we talk about how it used to be and how we want to preserve those liberties and those freedoms and those that sense of caring for our families and for our children and for our parents and grandparents and neighbors and helping each other, just like in the 1950s when that mother trained us as Cub Scouts. She opened up her home, and we weren't an intrusion. We were welcomed. We all got hugs. All of us. I mean, we're all special to her. And that was just, you know, someone who lived down the road from us in the same neighborhood. That's where we need to get back to. I'll bet you, Sam, I'll bet you today most people who live in a neighborhood don't know their neighbors.
And you probably don't even remember what kind of cookies she made. But you know and feel the message that came with that milk and cookies, huh?
Well, I do. Actually, I do remember the cookies, too. They're chocolate
good
chip.
Good for you. I'm just making the point that the message that came with the cookies was certainly more important than the cookies.
It was. It was. But, you know, that was a long time ago, Sam. The 1950s, I remember it. I remember the basement. I remember, you know, where we had our meetings. Sam Bushman, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. When we come back, let's talk about, saliva and what Texas is up to.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Sam Bushman's with us. Sam Bushman has been to the Get Prepared Expo. He's been on the broadcast, USAPrepares.com. He's done teleseminar meetups on Monday nights with us at Ziggy's. And Sam and I talk, I'd say, almost every day on the phone, off air. And we talk about the events that are happening, and we talk about events that we are involved in. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Sam Bushman is an organizer with Sheriff Richard Mack on that, and he's invited me to be with him broadcasting, you know, at those kind of events. So he and I are very close in thought, and we're on the same page. Sam, you had something you wanted to bring up before we go into saliva in Texas.
Yeah, when we talk about poverty and the government now saying and the main universities now saying, hey, it's so difficult for folks that it just destroys their capacity to learn, to remember, to hold down a job, to do these normal things. You mentioned that's not the way it used to be. People used to work very hard, and it was a whole different understanding or viewpoint or kind of mentality, if you will. And it reminded me of a discussion that I had on the radio on my show earlier today that I really want to bring up. I've got a listener who emails me from time to time. He's a trucker. He's a great listener. And he gives me these awesome ideas that he says, if you find this worthy, Sam, please put this on the radio. But he doesn't want his name mentioned. He says, please don't mention my name. And so I said, you know, this nameless guy, I've got a, what should we call him? And anyway, he said, well, Sam, make up a name for me. Mm-hmm. So I made up a name for him. Mm-hmm. And I hoped it was an appropriate name for him. But I call him the realist. Mm-hmm. And I call him the realist because he has these incredible ideas that really, in my opinion, have value. And he emailed me a zinger last night. And I thought it was so good that I went on the radio with it today. And he said, Sam, before you roll with this, You know, if you have any concerns or questions or it doesn't make sense to you or you find problems with it, please, before you take this to the radio, ask me about them and I can resolve them for you. And I thought it was so fantastic, I took it to the radio without even getting back to him. I just told him, I'm going on the radio with this thing, it's fantastic. And here's what he says. You know what, we can't crash the plane tomorrow, and we've got to get rid of these welfare systems we're on, whether it be food stamps or all the above. And he says, how do we do that? He said, it came to me that we need to give every American a job. The government should just, the giverment is what he calls it, by the way, the giverment should give everybody a job. And at first you say, well, why would we do that? And his response is, well, we wouldn't if we didn't have this huge welfare system going on. But we do. Reality is that the realist, we do. And as a result, we should give everybody a job, Vincent. And that way, instead of everybody getting free checks, they would at least be working. Instead of welfare, to be workfare at least. And what we need to do is give everybody a job, let's say at $10 an hour. And that way you don't even need to have a minimum wage anymore, Vincent, because if you don't, I mean, if somebody's not paying you enough, just go work for the government, and you're in the government job, and you'll get $10 an hour, and therefore nobody would pay below $10 an hour, just by the very nature. You wouldn't even have to track everybody and make sure they're doing the minimum wage or any of that kind of stuff. And he says, I thought about what we should do for the jobs, and he says, you know, I thought we could send people out in the streets to pick up trash, you know, to do all these kind of things, you know, get the weeds out of gardens or whatever. And he said, but then I thought, you know what, trying to take a group of people that have never worked a day in their lives who aren't interested in working, that would be like worse than herding cats. Can't do that. That won't work. So he says, I finally got the answer, and that is, why don't we have, like, treadmills or bicycles that are people-powered, and your job would be to walk or ride, your pick, and would install these government treadmills or these all over the cities. And if you wanted to get a check, you could earn $10 an hour. Now, for the elderly, they can walk really slow. If you want to create a fairness pay grade or something like that, the elderly could get a little bit more per minute for walking if they walked slower or whatever. And we would create this thing where you would walk for your job. And so everybody would get like a Walmart debit card. And when you put it in the machine, you start. When you take it out of the machine, you're done. And it would put money instantly on the card. And then you would basically produce electricity with your walking or running or biking or whatever you did. And that way you would basically be offsetting your cost. And what would happen is, even though the electricity that you could generate might not equal the $10 we're spending, yeah, sure, it's a loss. We get that. But it's better than them producing nothing now. At least we're getting something. And when they produce nothing now, they're idle, causing mischief, complaining, unhappy. And Michelle Obama could push the plan as the Get Skinny America plan. We'll tell you more in a second.
She'd be half the woman she is.
Literally speaking.
Sam Bushman, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Wise up, load up at FreezeDryGuy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at FreezeDryGuy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio Radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I've been grinning ever since you started this discussion, Sam, about the treadmills. So you've got more? Sam, do you have more about the treadmill?
I'm sorry. Yes, I have more. So the interesting thing is, he says, we need jobs for everyone in America. And if we're going to have welfare, why not at least turn it into workfare? Why have these big wind turbines spinning and destroying all the birds and at great expense and everything else? Why not just have people-powered treadmills, man? You could have bikes and walking treadmills that were people-powered, and they could generate electricity. You could put them in gyms across the country. People could earn money while they're exercising. Michelle Obama could run around and say, get skinny nation, and everybody would basically have to work for their money. If the elderly couldn't walk as fast, you know, you could – but, I mean – and you would basically create this plan that would really change with like 100 bicycles in them. You could literally create complicated gear mechanisms to where a big turbine was spinning when everybody was contributing, and you could keep track of people's pulses, heartbeats, buddy. You could find out how many calories people are burning, and that could translate into how much money they could make if someone's really getting after it. But you build it, and then the gyms could offset their power bills and help pay the government part of the bill to pay these employees. And so, buddy, if you're hungry and you want a burrito, right now I go to the gas station, and the guy walks up and says, sir, can you give me a dollar so I can go eat a burrito? I'm really hungry. Hey, I just say, head on over to the gym right over there, buddy, and you can pop your card in there, and you can run for an hour, and buddy, you can go eat yourself. And we could put together this incredible plan. Now, there are a couple of people that wouldn't do it, those who couldn't walk or couldn't ride. I'm not saying, but there's not a single job that everybody could do. But nobody would be underqualified. Nobody would be overqualified. We just wouldn't care. And then what we'd do is we'd do better than that. You ready? You would create a work log on the internet. You'd go to government.gov/worklog/sambushman or whoever it was. And so I would simply say, listen, employer, Vincent, I want to get a job with you. And just so you know that I'm reliable, I'm not going to give you references because my friends, could just, even though I'm a bum, could say that I'm awesome. But you know what? Here's what I want you to do is go and see my government log of work. I've showed up every day and put my card in, and I ran till noon. And I fed myself and paid my mortgage. I'm not late on my mortgage at all, Vincent. And furthermore, after 12 o'clock, I've set aside time to turn in job applications so I can do better than my government job. And that way, then, you know that I'm here at 3:30 for my interview, so you know that I'm serious about this. And you've got 90 days of a work log from 8 to noon, Monday through Friday, buddy. I've ran, and here's how much electricity I've produced. Here's how healthy I am because I burned this many calories. And I'm telling you right now, I would like to work for you, Vincent. Will you let me get off the government job and work for you, sir? What do you think of this plan? I think it's incredible. I think that we should implement it tomorrow, but here's the problem. The more common sense, the more logical, the more reality, that's why I call them the realists. The more realistic the plan, Vincent, the less likely government will even consider it. But can you think of a better plan, sir?
Sam, I've got tears in my eyes.
I mean, the plan is, and I wrote the realist back. This is my listener. And I said, you know what? This is so, I'm laughing, I'm crying, I'm agreeing as I'm reading your email, and I'm thinking of ways to improve upon the plan in this Liberty Roundtable USA Prepares think tank here. And I'm trying to find out what I should do. And I said, the reason I'm because I should have thought of this. This is so simple. Why didn't I think of that? But I didn't. He did. And he gets all the credit, and he doesn't even want his name mentioned. And so you've got bureaucrats and professional do-gooders at hundreds of thousands of dollars. What if we just turn them out and put them on the workfare plan? And it just seems like, can you find a flaw in the ointment?
I'll tell you, Sam, I love it, and I'll tell you why. I think we ought to put all of our bureaucrats on the workfare plan, very seriously. If they actually could be productive if they were on this plan, if they were on the treadmill.
Votes in Congress while they're riding their bikes. I mean, all you got to do is press that little thing and say yes, yay, or nay, right?
Right, right, right. And they could have it. They could have their headphones on, and they wouldn't have to worry about playing solitaire. They could listen. They could listen to the speeches. And even the speech givers could power their amplifiers and microphones and mixers and all the electronic equipment by being on the treadmill, right?
Absolutely.
Is that what we're talking about? Yeah, some of the guys will be generating enough electricity so they can see what they're doing in Congress, you know, for lighting. And now air conditioning would be tough. They'd all have to be on the treadmill in order to get enough electricity to run the air conditioning system. But you know,
no walking for you people.
Sam, they would have, seriously, there would be a limit to the amount of speeches. If these guys had to generate enough electricity to power the microphones while they were speaking, they would have really short, statesman-like speeches, don't you think?
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
My only question to the realist is, how do I get this, to take national root? How do I get this on the kitchen table for realistic debate, discussion, and passage in Congress? In the Read the Bills Act, the One Subject at a Time Act, the one page or one paragraph legislation seems perfect for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
A job for everyone is what you'd call it.
Yes. And that's something that I think our Congress could get behind. One job for everyone. And so it would solve our obesity problem, right?
Yeah.
We would see, Michelle would need less material for her clothes, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And now Bill Gates would get on board with this, right? Because, seriously, and Ted Turner, because those two guys are interested in population reduction. Now, if we had everybody in this workforce plan, they'd be too tired to reproduce, right?
Absolutely. It'd be like booty trim turbo. Everybody'd be on board, yeah.
And they would, well, geez, you know, they'd be
even
too tired.
Even if you were willing to ride your bike for 15 minutes four times a day, Vincent,
yeah,
with a couple hours break in between, or maybe 2 half hours, you'd get enough to at least feed yourself, sir. You would.
I'm certain. I haven't talked to Dr. Shuley about this, obviously, because you're just breaking this to us on this program.
Yeah, the realist is. I don't get the credit. I wish I did, because it's fantastic. But I, you know.
Well,
the brain trust that we have on the radio, though, Vincent.
Well, you know, we need to thank the realist for this and you for bringing this to us. But I'm certain that Dr. Shuley would get on board with this, you know, because he's been trying to advocate that we exercise every day. Every day, and people just won't do it. So this will, if they're hungry, they will, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're hungry or you want, like, your TV to work, buddy, then you got to do this.
Yeah, but, Sam, I see one flaw in this, serious flaw.
Yeah, so common sense, they'll never do it.
Well, that's part of it. But if you look at the amount of electricity that you would need to generate for a 60-inch widescreen TV, plus, you know, the VCR, the DVD player, the DVR, the satellite receiver,
well, maybe
all of that.
You would turn your TV off then.
Well, see, that's the problem, Sam.
Maybe instead of watching 7 hours of TV a day, you might watch a half hour.
Yeah, a half hour would go, man, this I better make a good selection because I had to run 14 miles.
Or maybe you would decide that I want to watch TV on an iPad, not your big screen, buddy.
Yeah, Mike, well, shoot, you could probably get 4 hours then, you know, for 14
hours. Yeah, and if you're training for a marathon, which a lot of people do and everything else, buddy, they run like 12 miles a day training for their marathons or whatever, buddy, they'd make over $100 a day.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think, Sam, I'm all for it, okay? I really am. I think it should be very, very simple, a very simple bill to create this legislation. I think there should be no cost involved to the person running on the treadmill for, you know, the bank should not be involved in siphoning off the hard work of those on the treadmill, you know, so there's no 6%.
But you would have to have some organization to make it all work and all connected and da 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 da. So there may be some of that, but they've already got Walmart debit cards that do a lot of this. All you got to do is take out the fraudsters taking too big of a chunk in the middle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that's easy to do because it's a government or government plan. It's easy to say the government's exempt from this. These cards don't have a fee.
Yeah, now all government employees would be required to set the example, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. At least for an hour a day or something.
I'm trying to think. Let's see. They put in probably 7.5 hours. They're there at their station or near their station for 7.5 hours a day. Now, we're going to get 1 hour of work out of them out of every 7.5 hours that they show up, right?
We got to have something. I mean, they got to pull their weight. And they certainly. And we've decided all the green folks, you know, the green people, they'd all be on this, wouldn't they?
Absolutely, they would. Now, what if? Okay, let's say we want to go on a cruise, Sam.
Yeah.
Now, do we get down in the galley? Do we start getting on the treadmill to power the cruise liner?
Well, we could. But again, you know, it can start small and it can grow. You know, companies can think more and more how they want to do it. In other words, I'm for the private sector getting involved and for private sector companies saying, hey, you know, I'll pay you to help generate electricity for our company or whatever it is. There's no end to the private sector opportunities that can participate in this. And all that does is wean the government out of it, right?
Let me see if I've got this. So let's say I had a job with IBM, and I said, geez, you know, I remember it used to be cooler in this building in the summer. And then I guess my boss would come up to me and say, hey, run faster, run faster. And then and then we can turn that air conditioner back on. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Why not? I mean, look, what you're going to probably do, because you have to have this hot body in our modern culture and everything,
yeah.
Before or after or during work, you're going to probably go to the gym anyway. Why not get paid for it? Why not have the benefits, the fruits of your labor brought to you, buddy?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as a matter of fact, if I were a real innovator, Sam, and I embraced this, I would want to have a generator attached to my bicycle when I rode to work, right? So I could just insert my card in the electronics on my bicycle.
Well, better yet,
say,
you
okay.
Can wirelessly or Bluetooth zap the results of your bike right over. Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, well, we've got that infrastructure now, so we could do that. We could use, cellular communications on our bicycles to record how much electricity, extra electricity, we've generated on our way to work. What a great idea. Sam, I love it. It'll solve the obesity problem. Bill Gates will be happy with the population reduction. We'll be too tired to reproduce. We'll be too tired to even divorce. Sam Bushman and I will be right back. We'll talk about saliva.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical and anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Receive your free subscription.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Sam Bushman's with us today. And we're talking about the government. And Sam, you know, in North Texas, or North Fort Worth, on Friday, last Friday, motorists were stopped at a police roadblock, and they were directed into a parking lot where they were asked for samples of their breath, their saliva, and even their blood. Now, people weren't given the option to proceed past this roadblock. They were all directed to go into this parking lot. And there was an audio that I played of this woman who was really bothered by this, and ultimately she yielded and gave a breathalyzer sample. Now, this is the government out of control, in my opinion, demanding that people stop at the roadblock and give a sample. They're being intimidated by uniformed personnel with guns. It's out of control. Sam, the resistance has got to start in earnest. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. I think this just demonstrates the contrast of what the government's focused on versus what we're focused on. We're focused on bringing us back to a better time of peace and prosperity in America. We're focused on solutions to provide jobs. And these people want to run around, and I guess what, if you don't do the cheek swab or the blood test or whatever, then, hey, you get an anal exam. I mean, where are they going with this? What's their agenda? But the contrast from what we've been talking about before is so startling that we've got a battle for the hearts and minds of Americans, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And you mentioned an anal exam, and that has happened. That has happened multiple times. That's happened literally. Class, we are not kidding. There are individuals who were suspected of, well, it started out with a man driving out of a Walmart parking lot, and he did a roll through the stop sign. He didn't quite stop completely. Got pulled over by the police, and he looked like, yeah, it's kind of clenching his rear end a little bit. So naturally, he was being suspected of carrying drugs inside a body cavity. So they did a finger exam, and I couldn't find anything. So they did another one, couldn't find anything. They x-rayed him, couldn't find anything. They got to the point where they were going to force this man to be chained down to an operating table where they were going to open him up with a knife at a hospital. One hospital said, you've lost your mind. Yeah, they gave him two enemas. They made him defecate right there in front. Nothing was good enough for these bonehead cops that I'm talking about. Now, not all cops are boneheads, but these guys were. These guys were. It's out of control.
And by the way, they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for their crimes.
Well, you know, I'm not happy with that, Sam. I'll tell you why. Now, when you drive through a work zone and you speed, they tell you that you're going to get a fine double or triple or quadruple the normal amount, the normal outrageous amount. So you could get a $500 fine plus all the extra costs involved if you speed through a work zone. Now, this is worse than that. So I think that anyone involved in this should have, let's say, 10 times the normal sentence. Whatever it is, if it's a year, it would turn into 10 years. If it's a lifetime, it would turn into 10 lifetimes. It's so outrageous. Can you imagine, Sam, can you imagine having a doctor give you a knockout IV to the point where the next step is the knife is going to go across your abdomen? It's out of control.
All because
it's
of what?
It's got to stop.
I didn't stop.
Because
the
of
stop
suspicion.
Sign complete. Stop?
Well, that started it. That started it. This war on drugs is out of control. As a matter of fact, Sam, it is so out of control, I let our cows have access to our entire property so drug plants are not planted on our farm. Hopefully the cows will find them and eat them before the government comes and seizes our farm because somebody, like the government, might plant marijuana on our farm. It's out of control, Sam.
Amen to that, sir.
Sam, thanks so much for being with us. Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable. You can listen to him on the radio. There's a link to Sam Bushman on the website, usapreparers.com, and you'll see him at the Sheriff's Conference. And we'll be talking more about that in the upcoming broadcast. Thanks so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your Lee's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.